Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Yesterday on this program, we started a discussion with our state energy office about the status of South Carolina's energy plan after a recent interviewee mentioned his concern over the existence of such a plan. But we ran out of time with our guest, Sarah Bazemore, who is director of the South Carolina Energy Office, and so she has agreed to join us again today. Sarah, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And so yesterday we finished where you had mentioned that your office is in the process of compiling a roadmap for our state's future energy needs. So let's dive right back in there. Tell us about this roadmap.
As you can imagine, that's no small task. And so this past year, the State Energy Office developed an RFP, or Request for Proposals, and we are in the process of working with our State Procurement Office to expediently select the right consultant. So I unfortunately don't have a specific time to give you, because trying to predict that is, as you can imagine, there are just a lot of unknowns that can happen. But I can tell you that as part of our process, the selected consultant is going to, at a minimum, consider the state energy plan and policies and statute, as well as there's a lot of valuable and relevant statewide planning and research that's been going on by our fellow agencies. The South Carolina Office of Resilience recently released a statewide resilience plan. The Department of Employment and Workforce has been doing a lot of work to assess the state's clean energy workforce needs and coordinate training. South Carolina Forestry Commission has a statewide green infrastructure plan, and of course, SEDOT's electric vehicle infrastructure plan. And then finally, and this kind of wraps it all back in, we will also have our consultant go back through and look through our intense stakeholder initiatives that the Energy Office has undertaken for the past several years, and look at any outstanding recommendations from prior Energy Office planning initiatives. Like in 2016, after the Energy Office came to ORS, a massive stakeholder undertaking and a great report was written, Energy in Action, and that was in 2016 with a lot of recommendations. A lot of action, a lot of deliverables came from that. Then in 2020, we struck up our stakeholder engagement again and focused on our energy efficiency prong and produced an energy efficiency roadmap. And then in 2022, most recently, we supplemented that 2016 plan with a clean transportation focus on electric vehicles, as you can imagine is quite the subject of interest. So we had an electric vehicle stakeholder initiative report in 2022, and then also pursuant to statute, we produce an annual state energy action plan and report to our Public Utilities Review Committee over at the General Assembly.
Okay, and so I guess the bottom line here is that with the population growth the state is experiencing and the industrial growth happening at the same time, that the state is on top of our energy needs now and for the future.
We are. We are. It is not something that is missed any day of the week. Mike, I might add also, with the website that your prior guest focused or pointed out for us, I wanted to just let you know that we have recently changed website platforms and are still working to ensure there are no residual impacts. If you saw our prior webpage, you would understand why we needed to improve. And so we continue to provide user-friendly access to important and relevant information, because this is a rapidly evolving sector. And we work to manage the influx of all this federal funding and the programs that are directed through it. We value stakeholder feedback, and such as was provided by your recent podcast episode. So thank you for that, because all it does is aid in our steady improvements and making sure we have up-to-date information.
Absolutely. And you know, I did, in fact, click on your webpage before the interview, and I see that it is much improved from when I saw it last time. There is a lot of information there right now on the front page.
Thank you. Thank you. We try to make it, you know, it's so much information that it can be challenging to bring attention to what's the most prevalent.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Sarah Bazemore is director of the South Carolina Energy Office in Columbia. We will have a link to their webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.